This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
It's Mike Shope.
It's nothing you did.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's you, but you didn't cross me.
And the Bulldog.
Why did I choose? Why did I just stay in school?
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Hi, everyone. You'll be excited to know, not really, that I have been perusing projections today.
Perusing projections?
Yes.
I like that.
That could be a store.
Yes.
Or a
team name.
A business. A team. Well, I mean, One Track Mind over there.
Well, I need names. I need names for all these fantasy teams of mine. I
kinda... You need name for all these fantasy team of mine. You mean? Yes. I'm always open, as are you, to suggestions. Perusing projections. Starting with James Cook. It wasn't even that he made this list that people care about. It was more just like 3-day weekend. I know we're not to training camp yet, but it's a little bit closer. And what's going to happen there? Like, we still don't really know. There's been no step forward or back in terms of Cook. Like, he showed up for the mini camp, so there wasn't any sort of drama there other than like his actually showing up, which was mostly unexpected. And like, there isn't a contract either. When we left it, when they left minicamp, I think the general consensus was anything could still happen here. Like, he could get a deal, he could not, he could show up, he could not for training camp. There's really no answer.
That's right. And look, things could change. Maybe how he talked about what he would do come summertime, come training camp, because he did indicate he would be here. I don't think he unequivocally said he would definitely be participating. But I think he said he'd be here. But that could have been said back in, you know, a few weeks ago with the expectation that something was going to happen between now and then. And if that doesn't happen, then, you know, maybe anything could be back on the table. But like, as we start this week and begin the march through these couple of weeks between now and when training camp actually begins, I'd bet on him being here. I think the question will be how, at what level is he here? Is he holding in? Is he participating fully? What's his role here? But I would bet on him being here. Again, I don't have to be right about that. Something could change in his mind that he had some expectation, you know, that hasn't happened yet between the Bills, mostly them coming to the table with maybe what he would consider a new, more respectful contract offer. But I would bet on him being here. But I don't know that I'd want to put my name on he'll definitely be participating or not.
Do you think he texted Brandon Bean as soon as the news came out he was on that list? Just a sort of a, did you know about this? Want to make sure you knew about this? The Bills' social media people did.
Yeah,
they tweeted about it. So, you know, just want maybe Cook in his way. That's not really fair. Is there some way to use an eyeball emoji here to
Did he do? I didn't know.
I don't know.
I don't think he did. I didn't see any evidence that he was out there on the mean social media streets, quote tweeting or setting any sort of an agenda for us to interpret. I didn't catch any
Is
of that.
Is being in the top 100 players leverage? Is that, can that be a real question? Is that even, is that worth asking? Is it leverage to make this list? Might be.
It could be something that could be brought up by the players' side and maybe summarily dismissed by the team. Great. Thanks for telling me.
Wonder what the average annual salary of players on this list will be, though. I think Cook would take it. Whatever that number is, I bet he would take it. You're going to have veterans.
Lowest salary, you mean?
Average.
Average, I see.
You're going to have 10 quarterbacks who are making $40 million a year.
Right.
You know, guys around him, established edge rushers, offensive linemen,
corners. Yeah.
Who have gotten paid. He'd probably take the average dollar from this list.
Yeah.
Not that it'll work like that.
Yeah. I would bet it would exceed what he's even asking for. Maybe in the end.
I still think, I mean, what we talk about, what hasn't changed. Like, there's been no official development here in either direction on this. I still think, speaking of things that have not changed, there's a chance that the Bills, and you've said this more often than I have, that the Bills really don't see him, you know, Cook being worth that much. They could, they always say how much they love him. They can still love him.
Mm-hmm.
They can still understand and appreciate the career he's had so far, the season he's coming off of, everything. But he's still never going to be on the field on third down, right? Like, Ty Johnson is going to be that running back. Right. The Bills do not need him. He's not a bell cow, anything close.
He's not good at one aspect of being on the field on third down. And so we got a team that's trying to win the Super Bowl, and they're going to put the guy out there that's better at pass protection if called upon.
So he's closer to a committee back.
Yeah.
Then he is like a full-time three-down Barkley-esque kind of player. And, you know, even from the first day when Bean called him a sub-back, he starts now, but he kind of gets subbed now. Instead of being the sub, he gets subbed.
Right.
So that hasn't really changed. The Bills could still, you know, just pragmatically be like, this is kind of what it is. I mean, we're not going to why would they do that? Why would they change his role? He's not huge. They don't probably want him to play too much, you know, too much of a role, too many snaps for that, like it's been already.
Yeah.
I've said how many times about going into last year and the philosophy, the identity they established the previous year, why would they change that? It was successful. Same now. Why would the Bills go into 2025 thinking that they have to be different offensively? They're going to try to be the same team, I think. And the personnel is largely the same. That includes 100% their backfield.
Right.
So here's what we want you to do. We've already shown you, everyone, what our vision is, our plan is for you. It's not going to be different. He's a year older, but he's still not old. So it's not going to be different.
Yeah. I don't see that changing at all. In fact, I might posit that it's if there's going to be any change in snap share there, I would think he'd be on the losing end of it. That Ray Davis going into a second year might, you know, the Bills might, in their own self-interest, might want to see what that looks like with a bigger role. And Ty Johnson was fantastic as the third down guy. I think that's your role, so I don't know that necessarily changes and eats into. But I guess I'm into Cook. But I could see a scenario where just, you know, 3-5% change, like favoring Davis as opposed to Cook, just with the overall in mind. Yeah, and that includes a scenario where Cook has not gotten a contract extension. I think that could happen either way. If they found a number that is equitable, and because I'm sure the Bills would prefer to have the player be fully satisfied, or at least most of the way to satisfied for the season. But I also don't think they're going to do something that they don't believe in along the way. But even if they got somewhere with Cook on an agreement for 3 or 4 years, I could still see a scene where they're, you know, let's make sure we're giving Davis opportunity here. He's Well, he's newer, but not exactly younger by any, right? Is he?
He's less than a year younger.
Right.
I think.
Even though they're separated by three drafts. Two drafts. Yeah, sorry. And I could just see them wanting to see what they have in him, preparing for the future. Like, so it is more if they don't get something done with Cook, I suppose, than if they were to.
He's 6 weeks younger.
Okay.
Davis.
All right.
So that is less than a year. I was not wrong.
Right.
But it's only 6 weeks. Yeah. They'll both be 26 during the season.
So it's not, I don't think it's ideal, but I've thought all along here that the scenario I would bet on is him coming in and playing out the year. I just, again, the motivation for the Bills is there from a, you know, keep everybody, you know, satisfied, sort of keep the train moving. We don't need anyone thinking about hopping off because they're unhappy with their situation. You don't need that sort of filtering through the team in any way, shape, or form. But if the money just does not match, like if he doesn't want your $10 million a year because he wants $15 million, then I don't really know what else you're supposed to do other than cave into him, which I don't see them doing. And so, I don't know. My favored scenario is the one I'm describing. This is what I've wanted the Bills to do all along, and I think we're trending that way.
And you still don't think it's too risky?
No, I don't. I think it happens. Guys play out their contracts all the time. So I don't think it has to be risky. I think the player should still be motivated to do his level best for himself and his teammates. Like, those things can intersect all you want. It's in his interest to have as good a year as he can have and then become a free agent. And, you know, maybe it's a story that Bill's number one running back, James Cook, leaves team after Super Bowl win or something, but whatever. That's a chance. That's a chance I think you got to be willing to take.
803-0550. Would you take the Bills win the Super Bowl, but James Cook leaves in 2026? That'd be a fun poll, because that's the kind of poll I would vote no to, just to be me. And I feel like half the people on Twitter would do that. It'd come in like 50-50.
Right.
Would you take a Super Bowl win if it meant losing Cook? Would you take a Super Bowl win if it meant losing Allen? Would be a good one. But anyway. I still also, among other things that have not changed in this, I still don't think the Bills will take that chance and somehow will figure out a way to accommodate him that he will agree to. And that's years. You can look at running back so coldly that even...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And the very best guys, yeah, we don't care if you're on the team next year at all. We'll just get somebody different and we'll block and they'll be good too. I mean, that's the coldest way you can do it. And I think that that can be reasonable. But I think a team like this would always prefer not to do that. I mean, they like Cook. They love him. They insist upon it. They constantly tell they it's like they feel like it's mandatory to tell us how much they love Jimbo, right? So I think they will probably do that. He just has to go along. Like they're not going to give him anything he wants. So he has to accept it. And even his coming to minicamp adds for me to the assumption that they will make an agreement. But that could be wrong. 803-0550, what happens with Cook? So projections, haven't even gotten to them yet.
Perusing.
I was perusing projections, and Mike Clay is my number one when it comes to projections for stats.
Familiar.
ESPN's Mike Clay. And I think you'll be impressed by this. Cook, 264 carries. Last year he had 207. 1,231 yards. That'd be a career high by like 100. And 12 rushing touchdowns. Wow, right?
Yeah.
12.
Yeah.
Playing less than half the snaps. I don't know that Mike thinks that. I don't have a snap projection from him. He can't do it all. Nobody can do everything.
Right.
So there isn't a snapshot here, I think. But 12, 31, and 12 on the ground, and then 285 and 2 on 37 catches. That's close to last year. Last year had 32 receptions, and it's very close to last year. I mean, easily a season you would take.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, yeah, not accounting for injuries.
To back up 16 touchdowns with 12, and then what is it, two more receiving to go along with it? Yeah. I mean, that is a season you should sign for right away. I'm not sure where I would expect the extra 60 or so carries to come from there, or 57, whatever the number was, more than last year's. But, you know, that could happen. You know, what are we talking? It's, you know, a couple of carries a game. And he did miss one entire game last year, right? Cook, he missed the Jet game.
Road game.
Right.
Yeah, where do they come from in these stats? Because they don't come from Allen. 114 for Allen. Last year had 102. Davis, 113 last year. On here, 106. It comes from either more plays run or fewer passes. I don't know. I'd have to look into that. Because Mike, I mean, you can tell by the specificity, I think, of these numbers. He's not fooling around.
Right.
Like, it's not just throwing it at the wall.
Right.
Well,
I mean, that's a year you'd have to be happy with, regardless of the contract. You know, maybe that's a year that would slow down the folks like me who are so quick to dismiss the idea of keeping him around, because it's sustainability on the touchdowns and growth, really, whatever. It's more yards. It's a couple hundred more yards, so that is growth. And I would consider 12 touchdowns on the heels of 16 still, like, that would be very good. Kind of to the extent that you might think, oh, well, maybe I should have signed him. The price is just going up and up and up. And I wonder, like, that's where Cook and his mindset is. could play a part in this. Because if he has that year, then the price does go up for anyone who wants to sign him on the open market, I think. And that would include the Bills. And maybe that's a scenario where you should have just made the best deal you could here. But if Cook bets on himself and puts that year up, he should waltz into free agency ready to become a very highly paid dude, I would think, if he has that kind of year.
I wonder what that even looks like. Is that $15 million? No. Not in my opinion. Could be, but no. That's what's interesting about it. Many things about it are interesting. That season is, that's probably another Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe the Bills are in the playoffs again. I mean, they probably will be. Make a run. Now you've got a guy that has performed over 1,000, if this exact line happens, over 1,000 yards three straight years, is only 26 next offseason.
Backed up a monster touchdown season with another very strong touchdown season.
Right. Now we're at, this would be exactly 32 over 2 years, 28 rushing touchdowns over 2 years, which very well could lead the NFL. And then he goes to free agency, and much the same as the Bills conversation, I think, it's, all right, now what? What is he? I mean, could you see somebody paying him like the Eagles and Ravens paid their guys? I could not. He's not going to play that much. Mm-hmm. He doesn't do that. So what's that worth in free agency? This is where I think, you know, maybe why, I don't know, I don't think we're different on this, but I was going to say maybe why I think the Bills will, you know, make a deal with him is this, from Cook's standpoint, is that even if he puts down that year, and this doesn't have fumbles in it or anything, but last year he fumbled once, like even if he puts down probably about the best case scenario season and goes to free agency off those 2 years put together at 26 years old, what then? I mean, maybe some terrible team.
That's what I'm thinking.
Incredible, and
the Drought Bills might sign that running back for
Bills.
3 years for $45 million, and there's your AAV, and like, okay, there it is.
The Drought Bills totally would sign James Cook to a long-term deal. Yes, but you shouldn't.
No, but
it's not a compliment when Bulldog says that.
No, no, it's certainly not.
It's not a compliment.
Yeah,
some team would pay him. I mean, numbers always go up, too.
Right.
It's just not that different. Like, Cook, the Bills should think, I'm not in the room, of course, but they should think a $10 million per year-ish offer is good enough for this player. They should think that. And if they're wrong, he's nuts.
I think it's very likely that they do think that, and thus no extension yet. Because he wants more than that. He's not found his way to settling for that figure yet. I'm just guessing at that. But you know,
you think the Bills would pay him that, and I do.
Yeah, I do. I think they would pay him 10. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't love it, but I also wouldn't want to, like, you know, burn stuff about it. It just wouldn't be optimal.
3 years.
But I recognize that it's also not optimal to lose a player at, you know, at peak or close to peak. Like, again, if he doubles down on last year and has the year that Mike Clay of ESPN is projecting for him, it's going to be harder to make the case that you shouldn't have paid him. I mean, obviously. It's just because he's duplicated. A part of not wanting to jump in with both feet on this idea has been you're buying at an all-time high here, 16 touchdowns last year. It's just, I doubt that is sustainable, but 12 would come awful close to that, and I think it would get harder to make my argument. Not saying it can't be done, but I think it gets harder. You know, and another year goes by where he does that, and like emotionally, we get more attached to him too because he's good. Their offense is good, and he's scoring all the time. And it just his presence kind of grows, and you start to feel a little like, oh, I'm really gonna miss him. And you know, the other shoulder, you're. But he's a running back. It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
it'll all work out.
12 rushing touchdowns for 2025 from these projections. 10 players only had that many in 2024, including Cook. And Allen, by the way. I mean, is that a record? Two guys on one team combining for 28 rushing touchdowns in a season. I know it's 17 games now, but you think that's happened before? Like a Franco and Rocky Blyer kind of thing,
right,
or something? Where
right, the Dolphins guys or something in the 70s, maybe? I don't know.
I wonder, 28 rushing touchdowns between two players. The Bills, it was talked about how they ran for 30. That number that they got to in that game in New England was like a cool thing. 30 passing, 30 rushing. But the fact that two guys alone were 28 of the 30, that's crazy. I mean, not crazy, but... Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying is, if it's like last year, that's top 10 in the league.
Right.
And with all of these things with Cook, I'm always sort of hoping to find out what would happen. Like, I was a little bit, honestly, like a little bit bummed that he showed up for minicamp right. Because I wanted to see, right. You know, where it was headed.
Where does it go from here?
And yep. It doesn't have to be any different that he did.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how it felt to me. He came to minicamp saying, I like money. I didn't want to get fined, so I'm here. And you don't really do anything at minicamp. So you're not going to, you're not going to lose a lot of weight at minicamp.
Probably not.
I'm pretty sure you're not going to be exhausted, So you might as well show up and not pay $40,000 a day in fines.
It seems reasonable enough. Yeah.
It does. Cook, 16 last year, tied for the league lead with Derrick Henry and Jahmyr Gibbs. And he did it on 118 fewer rushes than Henry. And 900-some fewer yards, by the way. So very efficient. Peak efficiency in terms of touchdown rushes last year. And Gibbs, by the way, I just found a team where two guys ran for 28 touchdowns. Last year's Lions.
Right.
Gibbs and Montgomery did it, 16 and 12. Wait, 27. Hurts and Barkley.
Mm.
How about that? 10 guys last year, 12 or more rushing touchdowns, and there are three pairs of teammates. If Lamar Jackson ever ran for touchdowns, there'd be four, but he doesn't run around the goal line that often. Henry had all of it. Bills, Lions, Eagles had teammates that ran for 27 or more touchdowns in one season last year. So we didn't need Franco Harris.
No.
To find one another team.
Let me check my notes, too, last season.
Has that ever happened before? Yes, Mike.
Three times.
Last year, it's right in front of you. It's right here on the screen. I can see it. 803-0550.
Time for a little more perusing.
I didn't do enough perusing. That's right. That's exactly right. I mentioned the Ravens. We'll talk about the Ravens. Jeremy Kahn, our friend from Baltimore Radio, will join us next hour. If you were listening to our last show on Thursday, it was kind of a little bit of a Mike Francesa funhouse day on the phones. A guy called up about Willie McCovey and another guy about whether the Bills should play the Hamilton Tiger Cats. It was sort of a little bit random on Thursday.
That happened, yeah.
That day, I looked up the McCovey thing, which most of you right now are like, what's that? And I meant to mention it, but didn't. It's awesome. I'll explain in a minute. I've been so excited all day to mention this Willie McCovey thing.
Okay.
It was the thing when I got here today that I wanted to tell you, but didn't.
Okay. All right.
I'm saving it. Lines are open for your calls. James Cook and other Bill stuff we'll get to throughout the day. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, thanks for listening. This is WGR.
We do a lot, and I think we should be valued as that and all the hard work that we put in and on the ground and pass blocking and all those type of things. And, I think we should be valued more.
James Cook. Back at minicamp. Running backs do matter. You could describe that as.
He wants running backs to matter.
They matter in his opinion. They matter.
Yeah. I feel them. It's a tough spot to be in. They are not valued like I think they should be. It's too replaceable, and that's how it goes. So... I've always felt some level of sympathy for any of these guys that we're talking about, whether they're Bills guys or not, like Le'Veon Bell, going all the way back to that. Like, yeah, he wants to be paid like a great receiver's being paid. Well, problem is you're not a great receiver. you're a great running back. And I got a guy over here from William & Mary who can probably do the job 90% as well as you.
Just a random school name?
Just a Duke. Just needed a small school.
Ish, yeah.
I was thinking of Fred Jackson.
Fred Jackson, Coe College. Marv Levy, Coe College. Right. Sean McDermott, William & Mary.
Right.
Mark Kelso, William & Mary. Mike Tomlin. That'd be a good, like, if we were the Levitard show, we could put a poll up. Did you feel sorry for Le'Veon Bell? Like Bulldog, did you feel sorry? Yes or no? He had a beauty the other day. I feel like we invented the genre. When Joe was here, we were constantly putting up these nonsense polls.
Okay.
I think he amused himself with that. And now Le'Veon, obviously didn't probably get that from us, but he had one about an umpire. There were two about umpires. One was, they're not allowed to go to casinos, but are they allowed to walk through the casino to get to the buffet? Mm-hmm. Like your kids, have you been to a casino with your kids? And they're not allowed on the floor, but you're still walking. You're pretty close. You're pretty much on the floor. Like you're walking through there to the hotel area where people are gambling.
Just
to
making
get
sure
through.
They don't look at any of the slot machines.
They're not allowed to look at anything. Don't look over there. We're just going to, you know, get some eggs. And so there was that. And then there was, if an umpire is daydreaming on the field, and there's a check swing, does he automatically give the safe sign? Isn't that great?
Yes.
Like, if you don't know, don't you just give this, don't you just say safe?
Yeah.
No swing?
Right.
If you don't know?
Yes.
I think that one's right. Okay, so what'll happen with Cook? What should happen? 803-0550, if anybody wants to try to predict it. We're still 2.5 weeks away, basically, from 2 and change weeks away from Bill's camp. So it's not like today necessarily anything has to happen. Or then. Who knows? Maybe not. Maybe it won't even happen then.
Right.
While we're projecting, guys, while we're perusing projections, mm-hmm. would you care to project the season ahead for one Travis Kelce?
Ooh.
What kind of year is ahead for Travis Kelce? Everybody talks like basically he's just dead.
It's over. Yeah.
And, you know, it's not confusing. He's gotten older. Last year was different.
Mm-hmm.
And what did he do last year, Kelce?
I have never looked at the stats. I'm going to just ballpark it. 64 catches, 6 touchdowns.
97 catches on 133 targets.
My Lord.
823 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Only 3 touchdowns. That's right. A lot more volume than I was giving him credit for.
I mean, it's really short now.
Right.
But still, that's 6 catches a game almost, Kelce. And I think about him a lot because of fantasy. He goes like in the 8th round. The guys you need now, I mean, if you're going to be cool, be a cool kid, are Bowers or McBride. Like, those are the cool kid tight ends. And here's Kelce. And Andrews is right behind him, by the way, who's younger. But still, like they're yesterday's
mm-hmm.
tight end ones. Mike Clay on Kelce.
Is it closer to what I just guessed at?
It is.
Okay, all right.
But, you know, would you take these seasons,
mm-hmm.
73 for 705 and 5? That's a drop-off. But it's still fairly productive.
It's Kincaid with 3 more touchdowns. Kincaid's rookie year with 3 more touchdowns is what that is. I think you'd have at this stage of his career, I think you'd have to be satisfied with that. It's up to them to find something else that is, you know, going to replace some of those targets. And they've got I don't know about a tight end necessarily, but there's pass catchers there, provided Rice is on the field, which it looks more and more like he will be. Health-wise, I know he's fine, but it doesn't look like there's a suspension incoming on that front. And so he and Worthy, and they're going to just have to find someone else to be the guy, because I wouldn't expect him to lead. He led them in targets with that number last year, I imagine.
Easily.
Yeah. I'm going to guess that they're, in their own self-interest, going to start trying to figure out a way forward where he's not leading them in targets.
Worthy had 98 targets. A lot.
It's a healthy number.
For a rookie?
Yep.
What was Coleman?
In the 40s, I think? No, it had to be more than that. Hang on, I've got it open here. He had 57 targets, Coleman. So
missed some time.
Not that far off. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, how many games? 12?
13 games. So, you know, you maybe get 20 more tops.
For a game?
Yeah.
Worthy was closer to 6 in targets per game last year. Who leads Kansas City in touchdowns scored this year? So, for Mike Clay, let's see. Worthy 8, 7 receiving, 1 rushing, jet sweep.
Mm-hmm.
Pacheco 8, 6-2. Rice 7. He's not projecting for a suspension. Rice 7. Kelsey 5. Hollywood Brown 5. Hunt 5.
Oh, yeah. Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt. Man, that's like 6 guys. It could be any of them. Doesn't even mention Breshard Smith, rookie running back that I like that went to Kansas City. One thing I was going to say before, and it's maybe, you know, obvious, but what the Bills will do with Cook, what do they want to do? I don't know. Is this meaningless? If you sign, say they make this deal we keep coming back to, like 3 for $30,
mm-hmm.
with whatever sort of machinations are built within that, bonuses and guaranteed everything else. $10 million a year for 3 years, something like that. What they can't do then, I think, or, you know, it'd be weird if they did, is bring anyone else in ever.
Right.
You know, I thought you were right in the end. I thought this year they should draft somebody anyway. Like, just, it's such a good deep running back class. Everybody says, go get your Breshard Smith, go get your, you know, whoever it is, Scadaboo or somebody like this. Not even that early. That was early 4th.
Yeah.
Not even that early, but somebody just to add to your depth and who you might find, if you will, lightning in a bottle with somebody like this. And if you're paying the running back 10 for 3 years, you're almost, as a rule, not doing that. You're not.
Right. You're going to keep moving forward with the guys you've got here already. Davis will have still 2 more years on his rookie contract. Johnson, I think, re-upped for 2 years when he re-signed this offseason. So you've got some security there. Yeah, no, you'd be setting your running back room up for the next, I think, 2 seasons at least.
And is that what you want? Like, the Eagles didn't draft a running back. Again, not apples to apples,
mm-hmm.
Cook and Barkley, but like they didn't draft. They know so much. They didn't find their way to Breshard Smith or somebody like that in round 7.
I would have been fine with the Bills getting a guy this year. I think the question would have been, is he going to be on our roster? And if he's not, because of what I've got already, Davis and Johnson, who we like Cook still. Are we going to be able to get him through waivers if he's that good? Like, can we stash him? If not, then I'll just do this next year. You know, and there will be probably a need. Maybe next year we'll spend a lot of time talking about first-round running backs again.
Oof.
Because if this plays out in such a way that Cook walks, they walk him right up to free agency, there is no long-term agreement. He plays out the year, has a fine year. The Bills do whatever they're going to do on the field, win it all or not. But he's a free agent. Then, yeah, I mean, running back is sort of leaps off the page as a need, and then we can all haggle about how early they should do it or not, because it is such a need, you know. And need can be relative. We don't know what. Maybe Ray Davis has some sort of a breakout or something if he gets more opportunity, and you feel pretty good about it, but you're still going to need another. You're going to need another guy. If Cook leaves, you'd need another guy.
How high are you on Davis? I was higher on him a year ago than now.
I'm open to him being their lead running back in 2026 if it comes to that, but I'm also open to there being a better idea.
When I say I was more optimistic for him or excited about him a year ago, I don't mean that in a harsh way. Like, I loved the idea of him into that draft and for the Bills to get him. I'm biased because I liked his story a lot too. Like, I was digging Ray Davis as an idea. And, you know, he was good enough as a Bill, as a rookie. He was good enough,
mm-hmm.
but not, you don't hear me, for all the time we spent on Cook.
Get Cook out of the way.
You don't hear me, like, yeah. sort of telling you, Davis has to play, right? Like, I'm not coming at this from the standpoint, like, he's undeniable.
Mm-hmm.
I think there could have been, I would even guess that there are going to be a couple of, if you will, Bucky Irvings in this draft this year, but they have to get the opportunity. What Bucky Irving did, like, that That could have happened here. Where, well, I mean, what was Tampa? They were a playoff team already with Rashad White. Same quarterback, same coach, Liam Cohen. So not the same coordinator. Canales left for Carolina. This is a year ago. And they had a running back in Rashad White who was okay. Like, for me, he's probably not as good as Cook, but I could have put them a year ago and said kind of the same category. Guys who can't play full-time. They can help you, but these metrics are just mid and whatever. And they drafted Bucky Irving in maybe the fifth round last year, and he just completely
took over.
Outplayed Rashad White, and they were a playoff team again. And he ended up being, like, easily their number one guy. And that's what I mean about paying Cook $10 million. Like, you close yourself off to that. And, you know, maybe you'd want to do that. But what you wouldn't want to have happen, it's almost like it wouldn't be a good problem. It's whatever the opposite of that is, where you'd have, an exciting backup that almost looks like he should probably play more, but you've got money, you know, over here,
right?
And you kind of can't do it. I thought this was a year where the Bills should have found their way to whoever their favorite of those running backs was. And, you know, I always want it to be more interesting, and that would have been interesting. They didn't do that. I think Davis is okay, but I wouldn't expect him to, like, be that much better than Cook if he ended up having to play, you know, like, for a month or something like that. I'd expect it to be about the same, which is another way of looking at all this.
Right.
And thinking that Cook just isn't worth the big investment, because even Davis is good enough to justify, you know, an important role.
Yeah, I wonder if there's the high end to run away from DBs like Cook had. Really, that developed. Maybe it was just circumstantial. He just was in the right place, right time, right angles, whatever. But he ran away from people last year, and I didn't see him doing that his first 2 years. I don't know that I've seen Davis do any of that yet. So that might be one spot. And that to me is not a deal. You can't be my number 1A running back unless you can run away. I'd like it, but it's not, to me, the most important factor. So, yeah, I'm open to Davis taking over that job, but I would expect them to, if it all happens that Cook leaves after this season, I'd expect months of arguing about how soon to draft one.
Oh, I mean, what's going to be better than that?
Very little.
What's better than arguing about running backs? I mean, the games aren't even always better than that. Oh, it's almost like a reason to just keep eating well. That I can look forward to those days. Bills open the season Sunday night, week one, against Baltimore. We'll talk about that matchup. And the Ravens with Jeremy Kahn coming up in less than 20 minutes. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR. Welcome back. Hope you had a nice holiday weekend. We were off Friday for the 4th. I do not feel rested at all. I don't know about you, but a lot of driving again this weekend to La Crosse. And, you know, 10 hours there Saturday, 8 yesterday. And I mean, those are longer than my work shifts.
Yeah.
It's not taxing. It's fun. Sometimes stressful, but it's not sitting on the deck with an iced tea.
It's not relaxing.
It's not relaxing.
No.
No, it's not relaxing. No, that's right.
It's a lot of things that can be rewarding, but it is not rest. Yeah, no.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm good. I guess I'm rested. I don't know. When your birthday falls on a Tuesday and then there's a holiday Friday and, like, my wife's work, it just sort of, not that we did anything to really have it be this, but it felt.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Like birthday week. Like I felt like a 20-year-old or something. Like, oh, everybody, let's go out. And we didn't, again, there was not a lot of going out anywhere, but I feel a little worn out from birthday week.
Love birthday week.
I need to gather my I need a little rest.
Okay. So we both are coming off holiday weekend needing rest.
Yes.
Good. Thursday show, a guy called up randomly and said he found a Willie McCovey card and an autographed ball, and what do you guys know about Willie McCovey? I'm happy to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So we told this listener what little we know about Willie McCovey.
I like saying his name.
Yeah, right. And I mentioned how the first year I collected cards was 1978, and he has a record breaker card that I thought was at the beginning of the set, and it is. But I had no memory of what the record was. So I looked up this card, and the record, you wouldn't have a guess, right? It's pretty.
Put outs at first base.
That's a good guess. That's a very good guess. You think it made me think about how many different things could count as a record that they could actually put into a card.
Foul balls.
Yes. Time scratching himself. I mean, just right. A lot of things could qualify. To that point, he became the first player ever to have hit two home runs in an inning twice.
Okay.
In 1977, McCovey hit two home runs in the sixth inning of a game in June against the Reds, and it was the second time he had done it, and he became the first player ever to do it. So that's the record that Willie McCovey is being honored for on this baseball card in the 78 top set. And he still shares that record. Nobody has done that three times.
All right.
Five players now have done it twice, McCovey being the first. Two home runs in an inning twice. Willie McCovey, Hall of Fame.
All right.
Andre Dawson, the Hawk, Hall of Famer. Jeff King. Remember him maybe from the Pirates.
Yes.
90s Pirates.
Fernando Tatis.
Fernando Tatis.
Isn't it grand? He had two grand slams in an inning.
Yes, but that's the only time he hit two home runs in an inning.
Oh, so he never did it more than once. Okay, didn't do it more than once. Okay.
Right.
Sorry.
The others are Alex Rodriguez, and both the Yankees, and Edwin Encarnacion. Five players have hit two home runs in an inning twice, starting with McCovey. The last player to do it was this year in May, Riley Green of the Tigers. Who, by the way, Bulldog, I don't have to tell you this, have the best record in baseball.
Tigers, yep.
How about that?
That is, so they were kind of meh or worse in the first half of last year and then went insane in the second half and are following that up by having the best record in baseball.
They just swept Cleveland. Cleveland's lost at least 10 in a row and are just way back now in that division. Detroit has run away with the Central. Best record in baseball, I think maybe by a game over the Dodgers. Houston is right there. And maybe the Cubs, I don't know. But Toronto. Toronto's on a roll at the White Sox tonight to start a series. Next, Jeremy Kahn will talk about the Ravens and the AFC. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ooh, tiny. Inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.